Chris Norton joining us from Norton Splodes and Throb City Productions. Chris, how are you?
I'm very good, Mr. Henry. Thanks for having me on your program.
Chris, you have a poll up. What's bigger, the World Series?
Yeah, it's kind of a joke poll, but I think it's also one that keeps me sort of top of mind.
When you say top of mind, Chris, what do you mean?
Well, it keeps my name out there.
Because you work in adult film, so how top of mind can you be?
I mean,
I think what Margaret's saying is it's not mainstream. I know what I'm saying. No, I'm just saying it's not a mainstream thing.
I think I need to be top of mind and within the framework of adult films, you know.
So you don't think you're going to be a top movie star or anything like that?
No. But in the field of adult films, you know, you want to stay relevant and you do want to have people be aware of you. And
what about the films you've made? Have they gotten any traction?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of questions coming at me.
All right, but we know that your videos, Chris, are some direct-to-video and some, they don't even go in movie theaters, right?
No, they don't. They go, they're direct sales to people. I mean, Restrod, climbing Restrod's mountain, took a walk in her backyard late last night about 9:45, Blast Off of Mars, Seth in Space. You know, the most recent one, which was, I forget the name of the most recent one, but we've had, you know.
Well, you produce so many of these, you don't even remember the names.
Yes, I do. God, what is this, Mr. Henry? All of a sudden, yeah, get ganged up on.
Well, I mean, yeah, what is this?
I'm sorry. It's not meant to be hostile, Chris. You have a lot of movies you make.
I think the general's saying that you produce a lot of films, so do you actually remember the names of them?
Yeah, I do. I remember them. I just, you wanted me to list them A, B, C, D, F, G. So we went Restrod.
Well, I mean, we don't have to list them all.
No, wait. Restrod, Blast Off Outer Space. I took a walk in backyard late last night. Oh, Breast It. Breast It.
What are you talking about, man?
I said, man, it's Breast It.
Wait, hold on. I remember that movie.
Yeah, no, it was called Breast It Breasts. What am I saying? Brexit Breasts.
That was it. Wasn't it Brexit Breasts?
It was Breast It Breasts, S It for Breast It, yeah.
Well, no one can understand you, Chris. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, I think they can understand that when they read about it on social media, and they can understand when they read about the Chris Norton has another Chris Norton joint. You know what I'm saying about a Chris Norton joint?
Yeah, you mean like a film.
What is a Chris Norton joint?
That's like a film, you know. Hold on, turn up, yeah. I'd like to have this backdrop music going. Keep it going. So
you're at Throb City right now.
Yeah, we're just breaking for some dinner. We are actually producing our most recent. It's called Limp at the Winter Olympus. And it's a...
What is that, Limp?
Yeah, Limp at the Winter Olympus. And the reason why is because the hero of this, played by Tony Tuck, is...
Tony, this is a new guy.
Yeah, it's a new guy. I mean, I've worked with him before. I can't keep track of all these people, Ms. Henry.
Right, Tony Tuck,
he's an athlete who has, and excuse me for saying it, but his ration is, he gets a sprained ration.
He gets a sprained what?
A sprained ration, his penis...
A sprained erection.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And so he's limp at the Olympics, and he's on his way to the Olympics because he's a snowboard champion, you know.
But what is the character, what is his name in the film?
I guess we didn't really give him a name. Hey, Rudy, did we give Tony Tuck a name?
Tony Tuck.
Yeah, he's got it in the movie. What's his name?
Tony Tuck.
Okay, it's Tony Tuck.
So you didn't change the guy's name?
No, we didn't change his name, but... Anyway, he's going to the Winter Olympus, and he meets up with this very tasty young French snowboarder, and they decide to head back, you know, and, you know, they go snowboarding. One thing leads to another. They go back to his Olympic headquarters, and she's reaching for a smart water and sprains his you-know-what, his ration, and so he's limp at the Olympics.
All right, so they happen to be, where did you film this?
Well, we filmed it at my house, you know, and...
Well, how did you make your house look like the Winter Olympics in where are the winter?
In Beijing.
Well, we didn't really. It all took place. We were dressed in snowsuits. It's not all that high-tech, Ms. Gray.
So you guys got into snowsuits and carried around snowboards and pretended you were Olympic athletes.
Yeah, pretty much, but because the whole point of it is, you know, he comes through the door and goes, yeah, God, that was a great day of snowboarding. you want, you know, let's get it on or whatever. So, and you know,
well, who plays the young French athlete?
Candy Corn. And
Tony Tuck and Candy Corn.
Yeah. Jeez.
Okay.
And so they get it on, and she sprains his erection, and he's like, "Oh, that's great. Now I, you know, I'm done for. Even though I can snowboard, when it comes to playing tag team here at the Olympic Lodge, I'm limp. Limp at the Olympics.
Limp at the Winter Olympics.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. When's that coming out?
That should be. We're gonna wrap. Probably have it done tomorrow night. And I'll put it up online, you know, by Friday after we get all the editing done.
All right, so we can go online to your website and see these.
Yeah, but I mean, they're pay. You know, you have to pay. It's a subscription service that you got to pay for.
All right, we're talking to Chris Norton. Chris, the reason why I wanted to talk to you was the original reason was that this poll that you put up on the site.
Yeah.
All right, so what's bigger, the Super Bowl?
Yeah, what's bigger, the Super Bowl, the World Series, or my manhood, you know?
Yeah, what won, the World Series?
Yeah, sure. No, actually, my manhood won 51% to like 39% for the Winter Olympics, and then like 10% for the World Series.
Wait a minute, the math doesn't add up. 69%. And then 30 is 99%.
What?
The math ain't adding up.
Okay, well, all right, so maybe it was like sissy one. That's it. It was sissy 1% and then 39%, you know.
Okay, so 39%. And, of course, you're kidding, right?
Yeah, I'm kidding. You know, it's all in fun, but that's obviously I was going to win, you know.
Well, yeah, because all of your fans. And, by the way, I bet you most of the voting was done by men.
Where do you figure that, man?
Well, Chris, look at most of your followers. Did you do that as a Twitter poll?
Yeah, it was a Twitter poll. Oh, you're trying to tell me because most of my followers is men, that they was the ones. I can tell you this right now. The people that I follow back are women. And the people that I follow back, turn it down, Joey. And the people I follow back are women followers, but I follow back.
Right, but most of your followers on Twitter are men, so they're bound to be the ones that are.
What are you trying to tell me, that the men are? Well, I mean, I don't want to put down nobody's sexual orientation.
Well, that's those are the guys. But they're doing it as a gag, man. They don't know what's bigger or what's less. I mean, obviously, it's a gag.
Well, it may be a gag, but let's put it this way. I think they know who the big boy on the block is and who the boss is. They know who the boss is, you know. The boss. They know who's wearing the boss jock. It's Chris Norton all the way.
All right, Chris, thank you very much, man. So the film is called what?
The film is called Limp in the Winter Olympics. And it stars Tony Tuck and Candy Corn. And ought to be out on our website on Friday. I don't know, man.
And it was all filmed at your apartment in Redondo Beach.
Well, the condo that I'm running in Redondo Beach, yeah.
Chris Norton, ladies and gentlemen, adult film star and film producer. And also, don't forget is that poll still up?
Is the poll still up?
The poll on the...
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, I think it is. Let me double check. Yeah. Yeah, it's like 1 hour. Well, right now, 1 hour. I don't know, by the time people hear this, it's going to be closed. But I suppose I could, you know, I suppose I could go ahead and keep the poll going, you know.
No, that's okay, man. So the music's a little loud.
Turn it down, Tony. Please. Tony Tuck's here, as a matter of fact. Tony, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Are you Tony Tuck?
Uh-huh. Give me a phone, man. I want to talk to people.
Give me the phone back, man. The phone back, man. So, yeah, that's Tony Tuck. And
does Tony have a speaking part in this film?
Yeah, no, yeah, he does, but we dub him, you know.
You dub him in?
Yeah, we do ADR. So we have Rich Bonefield comes in and dubs it in. Rich has got a, and I also dub in some of it myself.
Okay, man.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, this is part of post-production, okay? It's part of post-production.
I understand. All right, Chris, thank you very much. Chris Norton, and don't forget that poll is up. In fact, we just retweeted it on my Twitter feed at Real Phil Henry. What's bigger, the World Series, the Super Bowl, or my manhood? Jesus.
Well, you know, I mean, it's some people may think it's a trick question, but I think if you read it carefully...
Chris, how do you expect anybody to know what the answer to that is?
I think it's assume, you know. Let's just assume that, yeah, the World Series is big and it's influential, and the Super Bowl is big and influential, but I'm big. You know, I mean...
Well, what if we've never seen your films?
Well, you take my word for it, man, because why would a guy lie about something like that?
Okay, but here's another question. Are you serious? Do you really think you're bigger than the Super Bowl?
In terms of the girth, I mean...
Okay, if the Super Bowl was a penis, then it would probably be bigger than yours.
Wow, I mean...
Oh, Chris, grow the hell up, all right?
I'm just trying... I'm not... It's half of a joke, but it's also me making a point and trying to be... trying to make a statement that I think is exciting... trying to make a statement that it's a exciting statement.
What's exciting about it?
The fact that, you know, if you think about it, I am bigger than the Rose Bowl and the bigger than the Super Bowl and the Corn Bowl. I'm not the Corn Bowl. I'm bigger than the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl and the World Series.
Yeah, because obviously they're not penises.
But they're bigger than you as sporting events.
They're bigger than me as sporting events. I don't...
Yeah, he doesn't get it. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Well, I mean, I would...
Why have him on when he's an idiot?
Yeah, every time he's an idiot.
Well, maybe he's just refreshing, Bud, after talking to you.
Hey.
God, guys, you think I'm dumber than him?
No, I don't think you're dumber than him. He's just... he's lost, man. All right, that's Chris Norton. And don't forget, the new film is called... what is it called?
At Limp at the Olympics.
Yeah, Limp at the Olympics, because Tony Tuck gets it sprained.
Yeah, by candy corn.
Yeah.
What the hell are we looking at here, man? What is this?
I think it's a replay of the Rams and the Buccaneers.
A replay of the Rams and Buccaneers. Is this a replay of the... oh, it's the divisional playoffs.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, it's the divisional playoffs. And it's the Rams and a Buccaneer.
The Rams and the Buccaneer. Okay, anyway. There they are at Buccaneer Stadium, man. The Rams and the Buccaneers. They knocked them out of it. So the Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday. And to talk about it, we got Jack Armstrong right around the corner.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, the website, and, of course, the subscription model. We talk an awful lot about the Phil Henry Show website and subscription model, and why not? It's a very, very important facet of what is the Phil Henry experience. When you subscribe to the Phil Henry Show website, you get 45,000-plus hours of the greatest audio entertainment in the history of the planet Earth. Also, you have videos, you have home movies, all manner of kind of different kind of things that Mr. Henry has done.
Thanks a lot there, Wade or Ward. Or...
yeah, Wade, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, get a subscription to our website. We appreciate it. And when you become a member of the world-famous Phil Henry Show family, the BSP family, you also can partake in our monthly chats, which we... They're really not chats, are they, Margaret?
No, they've turned into just little performance art by you, just going in and out of characters.
Yeah, people seem to like it.
Well, in any event, we do. Once we're back in the studio, which we will be this next chat, which will be at the beginning of March, we'll be chatting again, I guess.
Yeah, probably not.
But probably not. Anyway, you can join us on Friday nights for your own personal Phil Henry Show. How about that? And we also, of course, have our merch store open to everybody. So if you don't have a BSP, if you can't quite afford that,
you won't be able to afford the merchandise.
Well, that's true, but you can go over and take a look anyway. Our merch store at philhenryshow.com with all kinds of gear from Bobby Dooley to Rudy Canoza to Margaret Gray to the Catscapes guys, Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Dr. Jim Sandler, all kinds of merch there to make all kinds of people all kinds of happy. The world-famous Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass
today.
All right, welcome back, folks, to Phil Henry Show here at philhenryshow.com. Going to be with you, and we have this particular segment, Jack Armstrong, who is in Minneapolis to talk with us about the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday between the Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals. And, Jack, how is everything in the Twin Cities, man?
Phil, is pretty good. You know, it's a long time no talk to you. And I'm traveling to an old haunt of yours, going over to Dixie's in St. Paul to get some dinner.
Dixie's, yeah, I remember Dixie's. They're over on...
I don't forget the name of the street, but I know how to get there. I get off the bridge, and then I hang a right just ahead of where you used to live in Lower Town.
Heading over to Dixie's, man. I had many a meal there.
I heard you had many a meal there, and I think it probably was, from what I heard, you had many a meal there. Then later on, you went and had another meal, if you know what I mean. You know.
Okay, Jack, thanks very much for that. We can move on from that.
My God. Well, tell us more.
Well.
Hold on. Hold. Hey, man.
I'm sorry. I thought that, you know, Bud said that more personal information.
Not stuff like that. Thanks a lot, Bud.
I thought that, you know, you want to have a personal connection to the Twin Cities.
It's not about the Twins. Jack's in the Twin Cities. Let's talk football, okay, Jack?
Sir, Dorfell, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds or anything.
No. It's fine. Yeah, I used to live in St. Paul, and I lived in Lower Town. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I just took a turn in front of your old apartment over there in the Lower Town.
So, Jack, the Super Bowl is in Los Angeles. I don't imagine you're going to be out here for it, huh?
No, I'm not going to be in L.A. You said that I could report on it from the Twin Cities because I have other business to attend to here. But I will tell you, I'll be glued to the set. We're going to be over at the Jenkins place. Probably for a good part of the game. Then I'm going to go to a Super Bowl party that they're having down in a diner down in that California colony down there. So it's going to be different places, and hopefully it's going to be a good game.
Well, what kind of a game do you expect?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, the Rams look to be really good. The Cincinnati Bengals look to be really good. I've tried to study football the best that I can. And I've tried to come up with the best analyzation of it, but I don't seem to be getting much better.
Let me ask something, Jack. Do you like football?
That's a good question. Do you actually like the sport?
I do. I like to watch it, yeah. But I, in trying to broadcast about it, to do commentary about it, it's tough because I don't quite understand it, you know?
Now, let me ask you a question. As you know, we've had this problem that you're...
See, now you're making me look like a chump.
Jack, we want you to get better.
Yeah, just try to get you better as a sportscaster.
Okay, great. So now you've got me exposed in front of everybody that I don't even know how to be a sportscaster?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is you have evidenced in the past a difficulty in understanding the game, and we give you the job to be our sports commentator. We only have, well, we have Coach Dozier.
Yeah, but Coach Dozier, he's also a coach, so he's got... He doesn't have the time to devote to it like I do.
Okay, so that's why I'm saying I want you to break down the game to the best of your ability.
Okay, well, here's what I think about it. Again, I don't understand the game all that well.
Let me ask you a question here. Why would you have a guy talking about it who doesn't understand it? Because we're not devoting that much time to sports on this show, and what we do devote...
Oh, that's... Okay, so in other words, it's like a snot rag or something. Blow your nose into it, take a look at it, and throw it in the trash? You know?
What is...
My report, me and the sport.
No, it isn't, man. What we're trying to do is we are trying to develop you as a sports reporter. I don't have a lot of time to put into sports. Yeah, we talk about it, but I'd rather develop you as a sports reporter, man, than go out and find some professional who's going to demand all this time, is going to demand all of this, you know, probably pay. Yeah.
Okay. So because I work.
Jack, you don't have to do it.
No. I want to do it because I want to develop to the point someday that you are going to want to pay me and pay me, you know, let's be honest about it, Mr. Hendry, that you'll want to pay me and you'll want to pay me very, very well. Jack Armstrong here, reporting.
You're still doing the...
Oh, sorry. I'm still here. But...
Tell us, what do you think about the game between the Rams and the Bengals?
Yeah, I think, well, I look at the Rams, they have... They run the ball good, and they throw the ball good. That's all I...
Well, who is the quarterback for the Rams?
You know who the quarterback is.
Well, we're asking you, though, Jack, because you're the sports reporter.
It's that guy, I don't know what his name is, number 9.
Matthew Stafford.
Okay, Matthew Stafford. When I look at the Rams, the L.A. Rams at the Wednesday...
They wear the yellow and blue.
Yeah, the golden blue is what they call that. Golden blue, huh? Golden blue.
Okay, golden blue.
Right. When I look at them, they run it, and they run it, and they run it. And they also have, they can throw it. It seems like they throw it good, but they don't, maybe they don't run it as good as the Cincinnati Bengals?
Yeah, you know, this isn't working out, Jack. You've got very little interest in the game of football.
I love to watch it, okay? I just don't retain, I like to watch it. But it's not interesting enough for me to remember who anybody is or what they did. That's all I'm...
But you said you wanted to be a football reporter.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you want to be a football reporter, but it's not interesting to you.
The football... You know, why? Why would it have to be interesting to me? Look, you told me that I could learn on the job, Mr. Hendry. That's what I tried to do.
All right, we're talking here with Jack Armstrong, He is the football sports reporter on the Phil Henry Show because Phil wants to develop someone from the ground up, develop our own sports reporter, not pay him.
Yeah, see, that's...
Okay, enough of that, General. All right, but I mean...
That's key right there, the fact that I work for free. And what I give you for free, I think, as a free service to the Phil Henry Show, what I do, I think is pretty good, Mr. Henry.
No, it's not, Jack.
What do you think you do?
I just told you. I broke it down to tell you how the Rams are going to win.
All you did was go, yeah, they run it good and they run it good.
They do.
All right, well, then why do you think the Bengals won't win?
I don't think the Bengals can win because they don't, you know.
Let me guess, they don't pass it as well.
Hey, you know something? Yeah, you're right. But I'm also going to give you, I'm going to give you background to that. They don't throw it good, and they don't run it good. They don't run it good.
All right, they don't pass it good and they don't run it good, and the Rams pass it good and run it good.
See, I can hear him, and he's like laughing at me.
It is kind of funny.
What'd you say?
Hey, Jack, you know, I do have you on staff for free. You're right, you're working for free, and we're sort of developing you as a sports reporter. Do you think you've gotten much better? I would say to you, in all honesty, probably not that much.
Oh, well, you're wrong there, friend. You're wrong there, because every time I come on your program, I'm a little bit better, and a little bit better, and a little bit better.
Well, Jack, I don't hear any different. Look, you just came here, and you came on this program and said, why are the Rams going to win? They run the ball good, and they pass the ball good. Why won't the Cincinnati Bengals win? They don't run it good, and they don't pass it good.
That's right.
And you call that an improvement on the analysis you've given in the past.
I think that in terms of what I'm learning about football. Look, Mr. Henry, I mean, I hope you don't, but if you think that my sports reporting is not sufficient, you can bring in someone who is gooder, you know, is good at it.
I can bring someone who's gooder at it?
I just heard him say that.
Yeah, you said gooder.
No, I said good at, and you thought I said gooder, and I did.
All right, you're right. I could do that. Would you recommend that I do that?
Well, are you kidding me or something? I just told you. Why I take...
You told me the Rams... All right, let's talk a little bit more about the game. So the Rams pass the ball good, and the Rams run the ball good.
Right, and the Bengals don't pass it good, and they don't run it good. Not as good as the Rams pass it good.
I got it. Tell me about what the Bengals may do to adjust for this game coming up to pass it better and to run it better.
That's a good question. Cincinnati Bengals head coach is Zach Taylor. And I think that he's in a good position to get them. He's the head coach, okay? And I think I saw an interview with him on TV just the other day with him and with the coach of the Rams, Sean Austin.
He's a snowboarder.
Who is? The coach of the Rams?
No, the Rams is Sean. It's McVay.
So Sean McVay. And he said to him that... He is going to practice. They're going to practice and practice. So, you know.
Yeah, they could run the ball better than the Rams and pass it better.
Yeah. I mean, what, did you see the same interview?
Hey, look at Jack. That's fine. That's good. So, they're going to.
What do you get, Matt Dickman?
The fact is, you're just saying, okay, the Rams pass it better and they run it better, and Cincinnati doesn't pass it better, doesn't run it better. What do they got to do better? They got to pass it better and run it better.
Hey, all right, yeah. To mimic you, bud. Hey, all right, yeah. You got it, man.
Yeah, but what's so big about that? What's the big analysis about that?
Listen, if there's one thing I have learned as an aspiring football commentator, is that it's not a difficult sport. It's to keep it simple, to look, because there's a lot of people like me who like to see football, but they don't get it. And,
I don't understand. What do you mean you don't get it? Even I understand what football's about, even though I don't like it. It's to score more points. Or am I wrong about this?
No, you're right. Score more points than the other team.
Score more points than the other team.
Okay. And that's what I'm saying to you. The reason why the Rams are going to win.
The reason why the Rams are going to win is they're going to run better and pass better. Cincinnati doesn't run as well and pass as well, so they have to practice to pass better and run better.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Jack, thanks very much for your insight.
Oh, you know what? You guys, you pains in the asses.
Hey, listen, Jack, you know...
You brought me on. You knew what you were getting, okay? Listen, you bring me on. You bring me back for March Madness. You watch what happens. It's going to be insane to cover the college basketball.
Right, yeah. In fact, I can't stand college basketball, so...
What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You really don't, Mr. Henry?
What don't you like about it? I just don't like it. I don't like college basketball. It's too much rah-rah bullcrap. I don't like it, man. I don't like college football.
You know why you don't like it, Mr. Henry? Because you didn't go to all 4 years of college. That's what I think is the problem.
That right there, you hit the nail on the head. Phil has no alma mater, and so he's jealous.
Yeah, what is that, Phil? Jealous of people who went to college?
Sure, that's what it is. Go ahead. You can...
Yeah, I like college football. I didn't graduate from college football.
You like college football?
What are you talking about, Dickman?
I didn't graduate from college. I like college football.
Well, I think college football is exciting. I think it's one of the great sports to follow.
Really? Would you like to do a report on college football?
Well, what do you mean? I mean, there's no more college football season.
Well, what about the season we just saw?
The season we just saw was exciting, and it went down to the wire, and they had the national championship. You're going to ask me what teams, right?
Yeah, what team won the national championship?
The team that won the national championship...
Yeah, he's Googling it right now.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not at all. I'm not at all. The team that won... The national championship.
How do I know you're not looking it up on your phone?
I swear to God, I'm not. The team that won the national championship, that's what you're asking me, right? National championship?
Yes, in college football.
Okay. What?
What happened to him? Hey, Jack, where'd you go?
Nothing. I just had to... Nothing. I had a pot of water boiling to make some tea.
You're driving in a car.
I was, yes, you're right. I'm driving the car... I wanted to stop to get a coffee.
Who won the national championship?
It was the...
Come on, you looked it up on Google.
No, I did not. I swear to God, I did not.
You stopped to get coffee. You haven't stopped at all.
I am going to, okay? Is that all right with you?
Who won the national championship in college football?
It was George. George.
George. You mean Georgia?
That's right, Georgia. You can call it either one of those.
All right, thanks a lot. Thank you very much, Jack. That was not very impressive.
Oh, give me a break. Did you even know?
Jack Armstrong and a world-famous Phil Henry. Who won? George.
Yeah, see, that's what happens, man. Bring on a dumbass like that.
Well, why have that man on? I know I've asked the question before.
Because we want to develop our own sports reporter. I don't want to bring in a professional. I don't want to bring in a ringer. Coach Dozier doesn't have the time. And I think Jack, given some time, is still going to be an idiot, Phil. Are you crazy? He doesn't know anything about football, doesn't seem to like football, even though he claims that he does. He's got to look up who won the national championship in college football after he says he likes college football. Now he's going to be doing college basketball, something you hate.
Well, no, he won't be doing college basketball because we won't have him on the show. I don't care about college basketball.
Well, what are you going to have him report on?
We'll have him do the NBA and the NHL.
Oh, yeah, right. The NBA, he's going to be, he won't even know what he's looking at. He'll think he's looking at curling or horse racing. Or.
Well, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it is. He's an idiot. I'm telling you right now, he's an idiot.
Well, you know what? I don't half disagree there with Dickman. Okay, so thanks, Jack.
Yeah, so that was a wasted segment.
We found out about Chris Norton's direct-to-video limp at the Olympics, as he puts it. And also, Jack Armstrong says the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl because they run the ball better and throw it better. And all Cincinnati has to...
Yeah, all Cincinnati has to do is run it better and throw it better themselves.
Right. Thank you very much.
It's been a Phil Henry Show.
Hey, what do you want from me, huh?
You're the host of the show.
That was Jack doing his best, and you guys wanted to hear from Norton because of that poll.
What poll?
What's bigger, the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by that guy right there, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.